What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into All 22 Review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. I'm Fran Duffy, joined alongside NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Costell. There were a ton of great plays to break down in this huge Eagles victory down in Dallas. Let's take a look at some of the big plays, and it all started the foundation of this Eagles offense on Sunday night with the run game. And Greg, I say the foundation of this Eagles offense was the run game because they really tried to assert themselves on the ground on that opening drive. They're down 3-0, and they come down, they march right down the field and get into the end zone courtesy of Kenyon Barner. It wasn't a great first half for this Eagles offense, but I thought that they really kind of set the tone for what they wanted to do on that opening drive.
And a specific kind of run game, and we've seen this throughout the season, what we call a wham or a trap concept, where what they do is they allow the three technique defensive tackle to penetrate off the ball, but they take care of him not with an offensive lineman in this case, but with Brent Celek, who goes in motion and then will work back. This is more of the wham concept because it's not an offensive lineman as we let this run, and you'll see exactly what we mean. And then what they did on another run right after this was they use a true trap concept where it's an offensive lineman. But notice here, Celek, boom, he gets the three technique. Irvin, again, not a big gain, but this established the foundation of how they want to approach this Cowboys defense with the run game.
Yeah, we're going to take a look now at this trap play where it's basically the same kind of concept. And by the same concept, I mean that really it's going to come to create those positive angles for the offense, and really it's all centered around trying to block up that three technique.
You're exactly right, and we saw that in the previous play with a wham concept. Here it's a true trap because they're going to bring the right guard, Brandon Brooks, across the formation. They're going to let Irving penetrate, and then Brooks is going to take care of him so they can take the rest of the interior O-line up to the second level. This is what they wanted to do. This is what they wanted to establish. And again, this was the first possession of the game for the Eagles.
Yeah, so you're going to see this play here as the ball snapped to Carson Wentz. Brandon Brooks comes around. He already ends up on the ground. David Irving ends up on the ground. It's an easy block there for Brandon Brooks, but you get the idea. You're allowing those defensive linemen to attack downhill. The rest of your offensive line gets up to the linebacker level. That's a nice, easy block for that pulling line.
And those 4, 5, 6 yard gains early might not seem like a lot, Fran, but those are the kinds of runs you want to establish because you're building a run game over time. That's what a run game is. The Eagles end up with almost 200 yards rushing, but you start it early and you build it up over the course of four quarters.
So you had those two small runs there to the Garrett Blunt, a big pass play down the right sideline to Kenyon Barner, followed by a touchdown run for Barner. Really kind of helped set the tone, though, with that run game early on. All right, Greg, so we mentioned it was a little bit of a tough sledding there for this Eagles offense throughout the rest of the first half. They go into the locker room down 7-9 going into the third quarter. They get the ball, and they get a couple of nice little runs there, first and second down. Now it's 3rd and inches, and they get a really big play from veteran tight end Brent Celek.
And keep in mind, they did not get a first down in the second quarter. Yeah. So really, all they're trying to do here is get a first down just to try to establish something on offense. So as you said, it's third, probably less than a yard, and they go with almost kind of a gotcha play. It's a misdirection throw, really off a play action type of look. They have three tight ends on the field. They go with the action to the right side of the formation, and you have Celek is number 3 right there, and what he does is he makes it look like he's blocking, and he's the misdirection deception player. He works across the field now, and you'll see right here, look at Carson Wentz. Everything now looks like it's going to the right of the formation, the right side of the field. Celek is working back to the left. What you get is the entire flow of the defense going to the right side of the screen, and you get Celek to the left. They don't account for him. Misdirection, deception, kind of a gotcha play, a really good call to get the offense going. As we see this play out, you'll see Celek ends up being wide open. It's good for 28 yards on 3rd and less than 1. And I think it was this play that really got the offense going because they needed something, and it was a gutsy call by Doug Peterson.
So they come out of the locker room, they get the run game going, they get the play action game going, help set up a touchdown to put them up 15-9. Let's take a look at that score now. And that touchdown, Greg, goes back to the concept we looked at on the opening drive. This is a trap play. Brandon Brooks comes around, and he blocks the three technique defensive tackle. Draw this up for us here and how it helps open up Corey Clement for this touchdown.
Yeah, and we saw this a number of times. This is what they did. This was the foundation of their run game. Here is Brooks. What you're going to get here is they're going to allow, again, the three technique Irvin. They're going to allow him to penetrate, because what they want to do is allow Stefan Wisniewski to get up to the second level along with Big V. So it's a true trap play. So let's run it, and we'll see. Freeze it right about there. Perfect. You see the trap block right there. And what do you see here? The two blocks, Wisniewski, Big V at the second level. This is executed just as it's drawn up. Another great example of a trap play executed beautifully. As we let this run, you'll see the gashing hole for Corey Clement and a touchdown that started the Eagles onto their big win. But this was the first drive of the second half, and they needed this badly.
They reached the end zone. A two-point conversion makes it 15-9. And then the other thing you love about that touchdown is you get Corey Clement pad square the line of scrimmage downhill right away.
That's the kind of runner he is.
A quick hit and run, and that's a great way to get the Eagles back on the board. It was, we talked about the tough sledding earlier.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice, easy sledding. It was downhill sledding for the Eagles from this point on. Now 15-9. Let's take a look at some more of these big plays. So the defense gets the ball back for the offense, Greg. The Eagles are now up 15-9. Early third quarter, it's the ensuing drive, and now we see this huge run, a 71-yard run here for Jay Ajayi. It's tackle power, Greg.
Yep.
I really want you to draw this up for
us. Yeah, this is really well done again, and it was the run game that really got this offense going in the second half. So you said it's tackle power. It's going to be Big V right here. He's going to come around, and he's going to get the linebacker, Jalen Smith, and everybody else is basically going to seal inside. And notice where Ajayi is in the backfield. This is what we call same side power. He's on the same side offset in the backfield as the puller. So it's same side power. So let's clear the screen and at least get to where we can see Big V make contact. Right there, boom. That's perfect. So look what you get. You get all these seals here with angle blocks, and you get the pulling tackle, and you get the power element right here, and look at that hold. You get a large gap, and now you get Ajayi able to run through that as we get this going, and there's no one there because the safety takes a really bad angle coming down to play Ajayi. Xavier Woods, the rookie, a bad angle, and Ajayi now is off for 71 yards. This was a big, big run. But again, a lot of the same concepts. Now, this is not trap or wham, but it's the idea of getting someone who can pull. Now, here the puller gets a second-level player, not a three technique, but they did a lot of pulling with their offensive line in this game.
Yeah, we saw earlier the tackle power as well, earlier in the game with Lane Johnson coming around. This one was for an explosive run. 71 yards for Jay Ajayi, his longest run as an Eagle. Really helped get the flow going in the Eagles' favor in this game. So Jay Ajayi sets him up. Torrey Smith knocks him down. Let's get to the Carson Wentz touchdown here down in the red zone. A really great read by Carson. A great job stepping up in the pocket. But let's first, Greg, just look at this formation. It's a 3-by-1 set here. Tell us what you're seeing with
It's trips. It's trips to the field, which is what they do a lot. But notice who the people are. You have Alshon Jeffrey inside at number 3. And I believe that's Trey Burton at number 2. And, of course, it's Torrey Smith at number 1. So it's a trips formation to the field, to the wide side of the field. That's a formation we see the Eagles run a lot, but the receiver location is a little different than it normally is. So we can start with this play and see what initially happens here.
So Carson Wentz takes the snap, and I think initially he starts looking to the left side at Zach Ertz.
You're right. And then, but what he ultimately wants after he takes that quick peek to the left is he initially wants Burton right here on the quick slant.
Yep.
But he just doesn't feel comfortable making that throw. So ultimately, he's not going to make that throw, and he's going to end up moving, because now what he does is instead of looking inside because there's too many bodies there, his next look would be outside here to Torrey Smith. And there's actually a lot of room to work with here. And this was the play, as you recall, where Torrey Smith was held.
Yep.
But still, that's where Carson Wentz is looking. As we run this again, and we'll get to one more freeze, you can see, look at him step up right here. His eyes now, look at all this. Here's Torrey Smith, and look at all this room. This is exactly what Carson Wentz saw, and he knew that he had all this room to work with. And Smith was able to get through the hold on the outside. And if you run this, you can see this was actually a big-time throw because look where he put it, away from the defender, Anthony Brown. That was actually a really precise ball placement throw. It was an excellent throw by Carson Wentz.
But where only your receiver can get it. You get in the red zone, you want that ball high and away. It's away from the defender, an outstanding throw there from Carson Wentz, getting to a late progression down in the red zone, tight window throw.
You know, two things just as we wrap up this phenomenal 37-9 win. For a young quarterback, Carson Wentz, you talk about situational football and being excellent. When you're excellent on third down and you're excellent in the red zone, I mean, for a second-year quarterback, that is really impressive. And that's what Carson Wentz and this Eagles offense has been able to do pretty much throughout this season on the way to the 9-1 start.
I believe that's now 11 touchdowns, no interceptions for Carson Wentz in the red zone throughout this season, which has been an outstanding start for the young quarterback. 9-1, this Eagles team coming back to Philadelphia for a big game against the Chicago Bears team that I think is a little bit underrated. But we've got all week now to break down that game. A great victory, like Greg said, on the road in Dallas, 37-9. Thanks for watching us this week on the All-22 Review presented by Community College of Philadelphia.